World Radio, I'm Anna Johansson Brown. The Federal Reserve on Wednesday hiked interest rates for the second time in as many months, again by 0.75 points. Chairman Jerome Powell said the size and speed of inflation has caught everyone off guard and a nimble response is needed.
Inflation has obviously surprised to the upside over the past year, and further surprises could be in store. We therefore will need to be nimble in responding to incoming data and the evolving outlook. And we will strive to avoid adding uncertainty in what is already an extraordinarily challenging and uncertain time.
Inflation has climbed to 9.1% in its fastest rise in over four decades. Powell said he thought the U.S. isn't currently in a recession, but economists at Bank of America have forecast a mild recession later this year. Still, the closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange rang to applause on Wednesday. The Fed's move appeared to boost investor confidence. The S&P 500 gained 2.6% yesterday, and the Nasdaq saw its greatest daily jump in over 2 years. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi may soon visit Taiwan, even as China warns she should stay away. China claims the self-governing island as part of its territory and said it would respond with force if Pelosi makes the trip. U.S. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said,
"If there is a decision made that Speaker Pelosi or anyone else is going to travel and they ask for military support, we will do what is necessary to ensure a safe conduct of their visit."
Pelosi originally planned to visit back in April, but delayed the trip when she contracted COVID. President Biden is scheduled to meet today with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping for the first time in 4 months. Pelosi's visit to Taiwan will likely be a topic of discussion, as will a range of international issues, including North Korea's nuclear program, the Iran nuclear deal, and tariffs on Chinese goods. President Joe Biden returned to the Oval Office yesterday after isolating for 5 days with COVID.
"My symptoms were mild, my recovery was quick, and I'm feeling great."
The 79-year-old president completed a 5-day course of Paxlovid, an antiviral drug. His doctor says his symptoms are almost completely resolved, but some people who use Paxlovid experience a rebound of symptoms. His doctor also said Biden likely had the Omicron variant, BA5. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said BA5 now makes up almost 80% of COVID-19 cases in the country. It is more infectious, but not more severe than previous variants. U.S.-supplied rockets have severed a key Russian supply line in the Kherson region of Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin spoke in a conference with Ukrainian military leaders last week.
"Ukrainian armed forces have repeatedly demonstrated their skill in operating HIMARS, and M270s, and 155-millimeter howitzers."
The mile-long Antonivsky Bridge spans the Dnieper River. Ukrainian artillery partially damaged the bridge last week, but Tuesday's strike with an American HIMARS rocket system left the structure riddled with holes and closed to traffic. The bridge is the main crossing in the region, but a dam in Kakhovka is still passable. The United States has offered Russia a deal to get two Americans out of prison. World's Mary Muncy has more.
The imprisoned Americans are WNBA star Brittany Griner and Paul Wieland, a security executive from Michigan who Russia jailed in 2020 for espionage. The U.S. has denounced both prisoners' charges. Secretary of State Antony Blinken did not give details about the U.S. offer, but Russia has been interested in trading Viktor Bout, also known as the Merchant of Death. He's serving a 25-year prison sentence in the U.S. for planning to illegally sell weapons. Reporting for World, I'm Mary Muncy.
In North Carolina, felons on probation or parole will be able to line up at polling places in November. Voter registration opened up to the group of former inmates on Wednesday as an appellate court decision took effect. Judges ruled that a law prohibiting released felons from voting mostly affected Black Americans. The state Supreme Court agreed in May to hear a case challenging the ruling. I'm Anna Johansson Brown. For more top news along with features and commentary, visit us online at WNG.org.